Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jay. How may I assist you today?
Excuse me, what is your name?
My name is Jay.
Jay?
That's correct.
Red? Okay, Jay. I don't know if I should be called, but can you tell me what y'all sell? This is the number I have, and I received a watch that does not work that I was not supposed to be charged, but $7.95 for the shipping. Well, they charged me for that on the 24th, but on the 28th, they charged me $54.95, and this damn thing doesn't work at all. I had
Better.
my call in to find out if it was linked with something, and we weren't sure, but we kind of figured this may be a scam.
Better assist you on locating an account. May I get your zip code, please?
70346.
Thank you for that. And your name?
Elodie Cassard. ELODIE. And it's CASSARD.
Thank you for that. Now, I'm not pulling up an account under your name with the zip code 70346 with an account with us. Could the account have a different name or zip code on there?
Let's see. Gerald Cassard, GERALD, and then CASSARD. I'm looking at the package thing that it came in.
Now, even when I do a search by the last name Cassard, spelled CASSARD, that doesn't pull up any account with an account with us, ma'am.
Why does it have, it's Import Direct Gadgets. It's got North Avenue, Suite 27, number 102, and then North Huntington, Pennsylvania, with your number on it.
Can I get the last four numbers of the card that you would use to try and locate the account that way, please?
3008.
Thank you for that. Give me 1 second while I try and locate the account that way.
No, baby, it's 3380. I'm 73. It's kind of hard to remember all this crap.
So the last four are 3380.
Right.
Okay, thank you for that. Now, even when I do a search by a card ending in 3380, that still doesn't pull up an account under your name with an account with us, with those last four numbers of a card being charged, ma'am.
Well, I was charged. I called two different numbers and nobody knows anything, yet it comes in their package. The sheet that I got also gives Suite 27102 and then North Huntington, Pennsylvania, 15642.
I'm not familiar with that address, ma'am.
Smart watch. Well, who can I call for this? Better Business Bureaus? I'm about ready to call damn FBI. Shoot, this is getting ridiculous.
Ma'am, I would recommend contacting that financial institution that you have that card with and referencing that charge off the statement and asking them if they have another good customer service number for that merchant to try and get in touch with them that way.
Well, what I don't understand is it has your address. It's your shipping address and everything.
Ma'am, that's not our address. We're in Santa Ana, California, ma'am.
I'm so sorry, baby, but I'm so... I mean, you know, we're old. And I'm so... I don't normally get scammed, but this was something from something I was familiar with. It said it was a free gift worth $50. All we had to do was pay the $7.95. So I'm going to call my card, and I'm going to try and find out. Jay, I'm sorry if I was ugly to you, darling. I don't mean to be ugly to anyone, But like I say, I'm old, I'm short, and my temper's short too.
Is there anything else I can assist you with, ma'am?
Ma'am? Sir? No. Is there another number where you could give me to kind of help me find something on this?
No, ma'am. I wouldn't know what number to give you because I'm not familiar with that company that you're referencing that's charging you, ma'am.
Okay.
And I would hate to give you a wrong number and cause you to go on a wild goose chase because I've given you a wrong or incorrect number to call.
So you've never heard of Import Direct Gadgets?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, Jay. You have a blessed day, darling.
And thank you for calling customer support, and have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.